You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right, we're back on the record. CR 2221-1623, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. The jurors are not present. The court did just want to put something on the record here that we had a sidebar outside the presence of the jury and the witness and off the record regarding the response as it related to the witness saying that Mr. Pryor was an owner of property. The court determined in that sidebar that that was an irrelevant fact for purposes of the case and shouldn't be considered by the jury. I just wanted to make a record of what was said in that sidebar and would ask counsel for both the state and the defense to refrain from any further questioning that may elicit that, since the jury's been instructed to disregard it as anything to consider in deliberations in the case. So with that in mind, we're continuing with cross-examination, I think, at this, or we are starting with, I apologize, we're on redirect. Is that correct, Ms. Beatty? Okay, we'll continue with the redirect then. We can go ahead and have the jurors brought back in.
All right, please. Here's our president counsel for you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Or yesterday.
All right, we concluded our mid-morning recess. At this time, Mr. Arnold is on the stand, still under oath. And Ms. Beatty, you may proceed with redirect examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Arnold, we spoke about the weekend of September 21st, correct?
Correct.
And you spoke with Mr. Pryor about the weekend of the 21st, correct?
Correct.
I just want to be clear for the record. Could it be that the 22nd of September was actually that Sunday of the weekend of the 21st?
Whatever day Sunday was that weekend is the day that we met at that property.
So it was the Sunday of that weekend?
Correct.
Thank you. And you mentioned that Mr. Daybell told you that he had guests in town that day, correct?
I'm not sure I was aware of that, other than that he had indicated that they were going to be in town or around, but nothing specific about him having guests in town.
Okay. So I should ask this a different way. Did he make any representations to you about how long these folks were going to be in town?
No.
Okay.
Well,
Correct.
Sorry. That's not correct. He said they were going to be leaving and could only meet on that Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. Now, who contacted you about doing this showing of this piece of property?
Chad.
And you were asked about the financial position of David Warwick, who wanted to look at that piece of land?
I was.
As a realtor, do you run credit checks on people before you show them a piece of property or a house?
Sometimes, yes.
Is that something that you would do on a regular basis, though?
No.
Is it unusual that you didn't run a credit check on Mr. Warwick that Sunday?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Pryor talked to you about the defendant's rationale for wanting to move a manufactured home onto his property in March of 2020, correct?
Yes.
Now, as a realtor, are you familiar with what the process of installing or placing a manufactured home on a piece of property is?
Not all realtors are.
Okay. But do you have an idea of what the generalities of what that would take?
Yes, I do know that. Yes.
Okay. And have you assisted other customers in obtaining manufactured homes and putting them on pieces of property?
Yes.
Now, can you kind of briefly describe what that process would entail?
There's a key word there, brief.
Okay.
I'll try to be brief.
How about as briefly as possible?
Well, you procure a manufactured home. You have to procure a piece of property to put it on. And then you have to do on sites, meaning the foundation. You have to dig a foundation for footings and where how to put the structure so you can put the structure on it. You have to either hook up to city water, city sewer, or if you're in the country, you have to do a well and septic system.
Okay. And as a resident of the Salem area, you're aware of what was found on Mr. Daybell's property in June of 2020, yeah. Correct?
Yes.
Based on your knowledge, well, let me backtrack a little bit. You were asked by the defense attorney about what you thought about Mr. Daybell's beliefs, or what you were asked what Mr. Daybell's beliefs or intentions were for putting a manufactured home on his property, correct?
Yes.
And that one of those reasons could be that he wanted to live there with his wife, Lori, when she got out of custody, correct?
Yes.
Based on what you know now, do you think that there may have been a different reason that he wanted to put a home on that property?
Yes.
I have no further questions for this witness.
All right.
That didn't open the door for any further recross, so that will conclude the testimony of Mr. Arnold. Is he under subpoena by the state?
No, Your Honor, he can be released.
All right. From the defense?
Judge, he can be released.
Okay. Thank you for appearing and testifying. You may go ahead and step down, and that'll conclude your testimony.
Am I allowed to stay in the court?
If you'd like to, now that you're no longer going to be testifying, you may. All right. We'll have the state call another witness at this time then.
And Your Honor, the state calls Whitney Arnold.
I only swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Now that the witness is under oath, let me just inquire before examination begins. This trial has been live streamed as well as open to the public for view. Have you listened to or reviewed in any way any of the testimony that's taken place in the trial?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you discussed with anyone else their testimony that they've given in trial?
I have not.
Okay. Thank you for your responses then. With that, Ms. Beatty, you can inquire on direct.
Thank you. Ma'am, could you please tell the jury your full name and then spell out your last name for Madam Court Reporter?
Sure. My name is Whitney Arnold. Arnold is A-R-N-O-L-D.
Mrs. Arnold, where do you live?
I live in Sugar City, Idaho.
Okay. And who are you married to?
Ron Arnold.
Do you know an individual named Chad Daybell?
Yes, I do.
Is he in the courtroom today?
Yes, he is.
Can you point to where he's sitting and what he's wearing?
He's here in a blue shirt with a plaid tie.
Okay. And were you familiar with an individual named Tammy Daybell?
Yes, I was.
How did you know Tammy Daybell?
Tammy and I were friends and acquaintances and collaborators. We knew each other in many different realms.
How did you meet Tammy Daybell?
I don't recall exactly. We lived in the same community, and I lived within a couple of miles of her.
Did you attend church with the Daybells?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I'd like to talk to you about October 19th of 2019.
Sure.
Did you get a call that morning?
Yes.
What was the nature of that call?
The phone call was from our clergy or bishop, and he just let us know. Ron took the phone call and just said, Tammy Daybell died.
Were you surprised?
I was shocked, actually.
What did you do after getting this phone call?
Ron and I decided that we'd go over and offer our condolences and see if there was anything we could do to help and also maybe get some answers. It was very unexpected and pretty shocking. I think we were also looking for verification. Is this true? Could this have really happened?
Okay. And did you over the Daybell residence that day?
We did.
Approximately what time was that?
I don't have an exact time, but before 9.
Okay. And did you make contact with anybody there?
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember who was there at the residence that morning?
Emma, Leah, Garth, Seth, Chad, and I can't recall if Michaela was there or not. Michaela is Seth's wife.
And Emma, Leah, Garth, and Seth, are those all Chad's children?
These are all Chad and Tammy's adult children, yes.
Okay. Did you talk to Chad?
I did talk to Chad that morning.
How would you describe his demeanor?
Maybe disconnected. I was expecting to see more emotion, but there wasn't a lot of emotion, which is not indicative of anything, just grief experiences. It shows itself in many different ways.
Sure. Did you have a conversation with Mr. Daybell?
I did.
Did he indicate to you how Tammy had passed away or how she died?
He did not.
Did you have a conversation with him regarding an autopsy.
I did. After we had spoken with the kids for a while, there was, you know, confusion and grief and a lot of sadness. And turning away from the kids, I asked Chad, have you considered an autopsy? Assuming the answer would be yes for such a young, vibrant woman. And his answer to me was no. So I pressed again, are you sure you don't want to do an autopsy? And then I turned and faced the children and Chad at the same time and said, don't you want to know? These girls carry the same DNA as their mother. Wouldn't you want to know if there's anything that can be prevented in the future? And he said, no, very calmly. And we felt like the emergency responders that was here to take Tammy's body away had a pretty good idea of how she died.
Okay. At some time after the 19th of October, did you learn whether Chad had remarried?
Yes, I did learn that Chad had remarried.
When did you learn that Chad had remarried?
It was within a couple of days of him actually getting married.
And when was that?
I found out on a Sunday.
Do you remember what month that was in?
November.
Okay. Did you ever have the opportunity to meet Chad's new wife?
I did.
How did that come about?
Since Tammy had died, we had been inviting Chad and Tammy's children over to our home for dinner. And our intent was to offer them a place to grieve, a place to have a little reprieve, to be nurtured. And that had become kind of our habit, or not habit, but it had become more familiar to us, inviting them over every Monday night. And Chad came back in town, which we were made aware of. And so we asked for, or Ron had initiated contact with Chad and let me know that Chad and his new wife would be coming to our home that night with the children for dinner.
And did they come to your home that night?
They did come to our home that evening.
And did you have a conversation with them?
Yes, not with Chad specifically. I was understandably disappointed and frustrated.
Why were you frustrated?
I felt like emotionally that was not fair to the kids as they were grieving their mother. And yeah, it just felt, I was at odds with him within myself, and I never verbalized to him, just recognizing maybe where he was at in his own grieving process.
Judge, and just as an inquiry, could we have some foundation as to when this meal took place?
And when did this meal take place?
I can't give a specific date, but it was a Monday night.
In November?
In November.
Would that be 2019?
2019, before Thanksgiving. And after probably the 1st of November.
Okay.
That's as close as I can get.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Pryor. Did you speak with Lori that night that they were at your house for dinner?
We did. I did have some conversation with her.
And when you spoke with Lori, was Chad present?
Yes, Chad was present.
Did you have the opportunity to ask Lori about whether or not she has children?
Yeah. Just part of casual conversation, asking her the questions, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Do you have children? And to which her answer was, yes, I have 7 children.
Did she tell you whether or not she still had children at home?
Actually, that was a specific question. And she said, all of our children are out of the home.
Okay. And when she said she had 7 children, did you understand that to mean that she had 7 children? Or did you understand that to mean she was referring to her children and Chad's children?
I was unclear on that.
Okay. Your Honor, if I may have just a moment.
You may.
And I have no additional questions for this witness, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Cross-examination.
No questions, Judge.
Okay. Well, that will conclude your testimony then. I would presume she's released from any subpoena from the state. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
The defense does not intend to call her back.
Okay. You may go ahead and be excused. Thank you for appearing and testifying this morning. All right. The state may call its next witness.
State would call Craig Huff, Your Honor.
Solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. This witness is now under oath, so I have a few questions for the witness before we start with examination. Mr. Huff, this trial has been broadcast live streamed as well as open to the public. Have you observed any testimony or any part of the trial since it started?
No.
Okay. And have you discussed with anyone else the testimony they've given in trial?
No.
Okay. Thanks for your answers. Ms. Beatty, you can inquire on direct.
Sir, could you please state your full name for the jury and then spell your last name?
Craig Dennis Huff, H-U-F-F.
Thank you, sir. Where do you live?
I live in Springville, Utah.
And are you familiar with an individual named Chad Daybell?
I am.
How do you know Chad Daybell?
Chad was in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint ward that I was in for a number of years.
Okay. And would you describe yourself more as friends with Mr. Daybell or acquaintances with Mr. Daybell?
I would say friends.
Okay.
From acquaintances to friends. So.
And did Mr. Daybell move out of Springville at some point?
He did.
Do you remember when that was?
It seems like it was about 2015, thereabouts. Okay.
And did you maintain contact with Mr. Daybell after he moved away from Springville, Utah?
I did.
In 2019, did something happen to Mr. Daybell's family?
From what I've seen in the paper and everything is...
Actually, let me rephrase that question. Did Tammy Daybell pass away at some point?
Yes.
Okay. And I should have asked a better question there. Do you recall when that was?
In my recollection, it was in October of 2019.
Did you attend a memorial service for Tammy Daybell?
I did.
Where was that memorial service held?
It was held in the LDS Church in Springville, Utah, 9th East and 2nd North. So,
do you remember what date that was?
I know it was, I think it was a Monday. I don't remember the exact date.
And would that have been in October of 2019?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.
At the memorial service for Tammy Daybell, did you have a conversation with Chad Daybell?
I did. During the visitation or the viewing part of it, I had a conversation with Chad specifically at that time.
Did he say anything to you or did you discuss the way or reason that Tammy had passed away?
As I was going through the line, Chad and I have been very close. When I got to him, he broke down crying. I broke down crying. We hugged each other and he said something to the effect, she choked to death that's how she died. So
did Chad say anything else to you about things that happened around the time that Tammy died?
I can't remember whether they're specifically things he said. There are a lot of things that have been said over the years.
Sure. Let me ask you a little bit of a different question.
Okay.
Just to make sure that we don't get into any hearsay. Did you and Chad have a conversation about passwords?
We did.
Can you describe that conversation?
It took place, my recollection, it took place the Saturday after the funeral in Rexburg itself. I had children that lived in Rexburg and we had made arrangements to have lunch with Chad. And so we met at the Hickory restaurant and we went in and we were sitting there and he talked about one of the miracles that had happened. And that was that shortly before, a week or so before the Tammy passed away, that he found out got all of the passwords that he had never been able to have before. Not that she didn't let him. He just was never part of knowing what the passwords were for their bank, for their computers, for those kind of things. And he said that just one of those miracles that happened. Now I got all the passwords before she passed away.
And he had gotten those passwords from Tammy?
I can't say that specifically, but he said that he obtained those passwords. I can't remember whether he said Tammy gave them to me or what. I don't recall that.
And was he specific on how soon before her death that happened?
It seemed like it was a week before. I can't say specifically that it was but that's my recollection is that it was a week before.
And that's what he was characterizing as a miracle.
Yes. Okay. Because he'd never had them in the past.
Okay. So. I may have just a moment, Your Honor.
Okay.
And I have no additional questions for this witness. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Pryor, cross-examination.
Good morning. You described that you and Chad are friends, good friends?
Yes.
In fact, when he moved from Springville to Rexburg, do you recall what year that was?
I think it was 2015.
Right. You continued that friendship and came to visit him somewhat regularly, correct?
We did. When we were in Idaho to visit our children in Rexburg, we stopped in and saw him and Tammy.
Now, I'm looking at a phrase that says bishopric secretary.
He is, when I was called as a bishop in my LDS ward,
okay,
he was called as, I asked for him to be my executive secretary, which is, he would take care of all of my appointments, would be there when people were there. So we had two people present all the time. And he was very much a part of serving in the bishopric of the local congregation for me.
And in that regard, the two people who share that response, being a bishop in a LDS faith is a high honor.
I would say I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I would, it's one where you're responsible for a local congregation. And I said, so yes.
Okay.
So,
and the relationship between the bishop of the ward and the bishopric, and I'm going to kill that word, bishopric secretary, that needs
the to be executive secretary.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then I don't have to say that anymore.
So, yeah. Okay.
The executive secretary, that's a significant relationship that has to occur, right?
It is. Yes.
And you're familiar with all of Chad's children, correct?
Very much, yes.
You were aware about Mark going off on his mission, and you've spoken to Chad about that?
Yeah, yes.
About Emma, Leah, Seth, I'm forgetting one, Garth, thank you.
Yes.
And when you're describing Chad's personality, since you know him so well, how would you describe him?
When I was associating with him when he was down in Springville, it was wonderful. I mean, he served in the scouts with my children. He was very much involved in the local congregation. He was very much involved, a wonderful person. So,
okay. And in terms of personality traits, how would you describe those personality traits?
It's sort of hard to differentiate the church side of it and the direct relationship. I think he was very driven with his writing. He was very driven with wanting to do things that would make sense to people. I know that he loved the writing. He loved being with the youth. He loved being with people. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing that stands out to me.
And if you were to pick between someone who is humble or someone who's maybe a little ostentatious, which one would Chad better fit?
When we were down there, I would say...
object on relevance here.
Overruled.
When I knew Chad down there, I would say that he was fairly humble. So, okay.
Servant of the church.
Yes.
Someone who was wanting to serve in the capacity in your faith in a strong way.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you talked about the passwords a little bit. You had been over to Chad's house a number of times, right?
I had.
And you were actually relatively close to Tammy as well, right?
Yes.
Were you aware that it was Tammy who did the finances and the organization of the company that they were running?
Yes.
And it was Tammy who was basically the driving force between the running the publishing company, right?
I know that from a finance standpoint that Tammy was the one that was very much involved.
Right.
And so.
And Chad was the, would it be fair to say that Chad was the artistic side? He was the one who wrote the books.
Yes.
He was very passionate about a variety of different theories in his books, right?
That's correct.
And if you were to categorize Chad's books, would you say fiction or nonfiction?
Well, I would say they are nonfiction. I'll say it from he at the beginning of his books he always said it was non. This is my opinions. This is nonfiction. He never presented the ones that I read of his as being fact. So
okay, and he enjoyed the passion of expression. Would that be fair?
Yes.
And you would say that he, as an artist, he would elaborate, and he always liked the process of elaborating and discussing in a wide lens different theories and ideas, right?
Yeah, they were his theories that different than what some of the things that I thought, but yes.
But we can all agree that it's everybody has different theories and ideas, especially when it comes to religion, right?
Correct. Okay.
So, if Tammy was running the finances, was she solely responsible for the finances, to your knowledge?
I don't know, to my knowledge.
Okay. But you do know that she was running, she was the one holding the purse book.
She, I know that Tammy, when a check was written, Tammy wrote the check.
Okay. So to discuss the idea of finances, that was a burden that was going to be placed upon Chad on the passing of Tammy. Would that be fair?
It would be.
Okay. And you mentioned when you were visiting with Chad that there was some expression of grief at the time of the memorial by Chad?
In the viewing, yes, very much.
And anything that he said to you, did you find that his expression of grief at that time was genuine?
Yes.
So you didn't have any perception that he was faking it or trying to pretend to be grief-stricken about the loss of his wife. Is that right?
During the viewing, no, I did not.
And again, you've known him for a long time.
Yes.
That relationship was so close that you were, as part of your commitment to your religion and your faith, you were going to appoint him and have him work as the person closest to you to conduct your role as the bishop, right?
Correct.
So you'd be a pretty good person to judge whether someone's faking it about grief or not faking it about grief. Would that be fair?
I don't know that I could say I'm a pretty good person. What I felt was genuine when
okay.
with this.
And in knowing Chad for a significant period of time, you truly felt that he was expressing a genuine grief about the loss of his wife. Is that right?
That's correct.
I have nothing else, Judge. Thank you.
All right. All right. Redirect.
Mr. Huff, you were asked about your beliefs regarding Chad's sincerity of emotion
yes.
After the passing of his wife.
Yes.
Did you learn at some time after Tammy's passing that Chad had remarried?
Yes.
Were you surprised by that?
I was shocked by that.
And you had a conversation with Chad in that immediate aftermath where he described it as a miracle that he had obtained all of Tammy's passwords to the financial information about a week before she died.
That's correct. That's correct.
Based on that conversation and on Chad's subsequent remarriage and your history with him, do you still believe that his emotions were sincere at the time?
That's a hard question because I love Chad as a friend and want to feel that it was that they were sincere, but there's always those questions that you have that were they sincere, were they not sincere, and so that's one of those challenging ones. That question's hard to answer.
That's fine, sir.
So
thank you very much. Yeah. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. That will conclude then the testimony of Mr. Huff, and I believe he comes in as subpoenaed by the state. Is he released from the subpoena at this time, Ms. Beatty?
Yes, Your Honor.
He's released from the defense as well. He don't need to come back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Mr. Huff, thank you for testifying. You can go ahead and step down from the witness stand. I have a quick sidebar with counsel just to discuss scheduling, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.